Hey, Dad.
What are you, wrapping Christmas presents?
Yeah.
Tie, huh? Oh, Jersey.
Yeah, it's for Ray.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, my brother. Good to see you, my brother.
All right, come on. Don't ever do that unless I'm on fire. Even then, ask first.
So, are we going away on a golf weekend or what?
Yes, we are. I spoke to my connection in Myrtle Beach. He pulled a couple strings. We're in.
Oh, this is going to be beautiful. I'm going to buy a new pair of plaid pants.
I just got to check a couple things out first.
Well, what do you mean? What? You said we're in. Well, you haven't asked Deborah yet, have you?
Not yet, but I'm laying the foundation, okay? It's a whole process, man.
You got to make this happen for me. Come on. I need something to look forward to in my soup for one life.
I know. Look, it requires a little finagling, that's all.
Oh, God, what are you going to do?
Don't worry, you large rectangular head.
Okay, I got to go pick up the kids.
Hey, Deb, hi. Oh, you look nice.
Oh, it's totally gross. I haven't had a chance to shower yet.
Ah, you never know it. Hey, wait. What do you want for Christmas?
Honey, I gotta go.
Wait. I just want to know, what do I get the most beautiful woman in the world?
Oh, yes.
Well, I don't know what she wants, but I could use a crock pot.
Crock pot?
Yeah.
Oh, what, because of the melted crayons?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Allie's idea.
Yeah? She said it was Daddy's. Yeah.
Well, then, she's a little liar, isn't she?
Maybe I'll see Myrtle Beach from heaven.
Relax, man. Working on it, okay? I just got some important information.
What, you suck at finagling?
No. Crockpot.
Oh, right. She's going to let you go on a golf weekend because you're getting her a crockpot.
No, you idiot. I'm not going to get her a crockpot, okay? A crockpot just sets the level. I have to work above that. I got to get her something that's going to turn her all goopy. And it has to be better than what she's getting me.
Oh, I know what she's getting you.
What? Come on, what?
It's a Christmas present. I can't ruin it.
Well, hey, you want to go to Myrtle Beach or not, huh? I'm finagling here. You're impeding the finagle.
It's a tie. She's getting you a tie.
A tie? Oh, that's great.
Yeah, an ugly tie.
Oh. Beautiful. That stinks. Oh, I'll get her something really great. That'll make her feel like crap.
Like what? You know, I feel a little dirty. I like it.
Look at Daddy's crock pot. How did you know?
Cute little birdie told me.
What did I tell you?
Ba. And here we go.
Ooh, that one is for me?
Just a little something else for someone who's something else.
Oh, you do. Oh my gosh, it's all new cookware.
Here's one from Deborah to Enormo.
It doesn't say that, Dad.
You knew who I was talking about, didn't you?
Well, this must be the Ferrari I asked Santa for. Oh, this is a mistake, Dad. This one's for Raymond.
No, that's for you. That's for you, Robert. Well, when you caught me with it the other day, I had to tell you it was for Ray, so it'd be a surprise.
What?
For Ray.
Wait. You mean I'm not getting that great tie?
No, this is for you.
Oh, that's big. That's a big present. Wow. That's not a tie unless it's one of those novelty giant ties. You know?
There you go. Merry
Whoa.
Christmas.
Hey, that's heavy.
Yeah.
That's heavier than a tie.
Heavier than a crock pot, too.
Come on, open it. Come on.
Oh, my God. A DVD player.
What is that, like a hi-fi?
What'd you do?
She got your DVD player.
Yes! Isn't that cool? This is the best one they make.
Why'd you do that for?
Yeah, what the hell?
Oh! Got you some movies, too.
Oh, no.
What, don't you like it?
No, I love it. It's just, it's more than I expected, you know? I would have been happy with the tie.
I knew you would like this. And I love my pots. I'm going to try them out right now.
Well, I better go help her. They're not magic pots.
Nice going, Raymond. No golf. I know. Instead of playing Myrtle Beach this spring, I'll just hang myself with the world's tackiest snooze.
Hey, look. Don't blame me, all right? You're the one who told me she was giving me the tie. You give me faulty information.
No, she fooled us. She's too good. I'm not cut out for this!
What did you do? Try to soften her up with a big present so you could go play golf?
For your information, Dad, it's a little more complicated than that.
You're an idiot. Give me that chocolate. Sit down. Let me tell you something about women. You think you gotta butter them up to get what you want. That is a poor man's game. Oh, sweetums, here's some flowers. Can I go to the lodge? Not for me. Not for me. I don't do that nice crap.
So how do you get what you want?
I've learned to do without.
This would have worked if I'd gotten that stupid tie.
Oh, you want the tie? I'll take the DVD thing.
Hey! You don't get it, do you? It's staring you right in the face.
What?
You're so worried about your offense, you didn't play defense. The question isn't, why didn't she give me that tie? The question is, why did she give me that DVD thing?
What are you talking about? I'm her husband, she's my wife. Don't I deserve a great...
Amateurs?
Wait a minute. You're saying that Deborah got Ray a DVD player because she wants something from him?
Of course. Where you been?
Wait, but that's so weaselly. That's not her. That's...
You.
Yes.
Okay. He wants a little hot chocolate. Heated up the milk in my new 2-quart saucepan. There you go. There you go. Thanks again for these pots, Ray. I really love them.
I got me a black magic woman. Like, what is she up to? What's she sucking up to me for?
Maybe she wants to sleep with the bag boy from the A&P.
Yeah. I'm serious, Dad.
Have you seen the bag boy?
Will you stop?
Hey, don't shoot the messenger.
Come on. I gotta think. What does she want? What do women want?
I think it's a bag boy.
All right. I gotta find out what's up.
I think his name is Larry.
Hey, Deb.
Raymond, I'm making brownies for later. Would you like to lick the beater?
No. No, Mom, I... Okay, yeah, okay. Listen, Deb, I want to ask you something.
Yeah, whatever you want, honey. Chocolate.
All right, what's with you today?
Nothing. It's Christmas, kids are having fun, I'm having a nice time with your mom, I'm just happy. So what did you want, Ray?
What did I want? What did I want?
I know what he wants. Walnuts and the brownies.
Not now, Mom. I did. Okay, yeah. All right, here's what I want. The guys are thinking of going to Myrtle Beach for a weekend for golf. And I was thinking that I want to go with them. Yeah. How's that grab you?
Well, for a whole weekend?
Yeah, a whole weekend. As a matter of fact, I think it's a 3-day weekend. So, yeah, I feel like going. I think I'm going to go. All right?
Well, that's 3 days with just me and the kids.
Yep.
You should go.
All right. What's going on? What's going on with the kissing and the marshmallows and the letting me play golf and the big expensive DVD player?
Is that what this is? You're worried about how much it costs?
Yes. What is the cost to me?
What is a DVD player?
Come on, not now, Mom, please.
Is it for pornography?
Marie, I got Ray a porn machine.
I don't like that.
Look, don't change the subject here. I don't like being played.
Well, you think I got you that DVD thing because I want something?
No, because you love me. Come on, huh? What is it? What do you want?
We're waiting.
I don't want anything. I was trying to get you something I thought might make you happy. Because, as a matter of fact, I do love you. And it's Christmas, and I wanted to get you a DVD player.
Oh, well... Thanks, then. I'm gonna go set it up.
Wait, just a minute. Did you give me those pots so I would let you play golf?
Whoa. Come on, what? Where's this coming from?
Unbelievable.
Oh, that's terrible, Raymond.
I know, no, it's not bribing. It's just, it's getting you something nice so you would give me something nice, huh? Come on, I got you this engagement ring so you would marry me.
Yeah, I fell for that one, too.
We should keep our voices down.
No, Marie, would you mind?
But I'm begging.
I'm trying to talk to my husband.
Fine, Deborah.
So what, Ray? Is this what you always do? Have you ever gotten me a present without expecting something in return?
Yes, plenty of times.
Yeah, just like the kissing. You only kiss me because you think it's going to lead to sex.
Oh, baby, that is not true.
Oh. You know, the worst part isn't that you're a manipulative jerk. It's that you think I'm like you.
No, I don't think you're manipulative. I think you're pretty.
But...
could have had walnuts in them. Look, if it's going to be a problem, I don't have to golf, all right?
Is that all you care about?
No, that's just it. I don't care. I don't care. All right? I don't care at all. It's just... Robert might hang himself.
I don't care. I said you could play golf. Just go play golf.
All right, well, thank you.
Whatever.
Listen, if there's something fun that you want to do, then you should do it.
Yep, all right.
No, come on. You deserve to have fun, too.
Yeah. Okay. When the kids go to college, I'll see a movie.
You don't have to wait. You want to go to the movies? Go. Go to the movies. Go today if you want.
Yeah, I'm going to go on Christmas. Well,
Jewish people do. All right, then you go. Go this weekend.
Yeah, like that'll happen.
I'm saying it'll happen. Go to the movies. Come on, I'll take care of the kids. I'll take care of everything. Come on, it'll make me feel better. I don't want to get a DVD player and golf and niceness and you get... pots. Come on, go to the movies.
Thanks anyway, honey.
Come on, it's like you don't even want to go to the movies.
No, that's okay.
Wait a minute. You want to not go to the movies.
What?
Yeah, that's right, because then if you go to the movies, you don't get to say, I never get to go to the movies.
When do I say that?
You say that all the time. I never get to do anything, and you love that. You're like one of those, what do you call them?
A martyr?
Yes.
I'm not a martyr.
And how come I don't help out around here?
How come you don't help out around here?
Because you don't want me to, because you want to do it all, because then you can feel superior.
You
stammer because you know I speak true.
Do you know how close you are to the end of your life?
I'm not scared. I'm not scared because I'm onto something here. Hmm? Like the DVD player. Why? 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 After years of complaining that all I do is lay around and watch television, would you buy me a device that is designed to make the television watching experience even better? We must ask ourselves, why?
You're right. Why the hell would I buy you a DVD player?
You have problems.
I do. I do. What is wrong with me?
I do not know.
I should make you help me out more around here.
Well, it's not like I have nothing to do.
No, really, you know, I work too hard. I don't need to be a martyr.
I don't think you want to give it up cold turkey.
I've been up since 5. I'm going to go take a nap.
Okay. But what about the Christmas dinner?
Your mom can make it. She wants to anyway. Listen, would you mind straightening up the living room and then make sure the kids get washed and dressed, okay? Thanks. That helped me out a lot.
Okay, look, I'll do all those things, but then I get the golf, right?
No, I don't think so. I mean, look, how could I not think of myself as a martyr if I'm stuck at home with the kids by myself while you're out golfing with your buddies?
Yeah, you know, about martyrs, a lot of them became saints.
You're right, and thank you, because you really helped me. This is a great Christmas.
But, look, that's not really what I was talking about. What are you doing there?
Dusting.
Marie. Come here.
What? What is it?
Here.
For me?
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Oh, Frank, you already gave me lottery tickets.
Those were a bust. Just open it.
Okay. Oh, Frank, earrings. They're beautiful. Oh, thank you.
Okay, listen, just one thing. You didn't get those from me.
Ross is gonna be a dad.
That opens my...
Next, Friends. Tonight at 11 on KTLA 5.